आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। India and Guyana signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and other sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stood with CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner. Dominica confers its highest national honour upon Prime Minister Modi. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate 125th birth anniversary celebration of Utkal Keshri Dr. Harikrishna Mahatab in New Delhi today. National public broadcaster Prasar Bharati launches its OTT platform Waves. CBSE Class 10 and 12 board exams to begin from February 15. And in hockey, India beat China 1-0 to win Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Rajgir, Bihar. And now the news in detail. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas, including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memoranda of Understanding or MOUs were signed on cooperation in the field of medical products, Jan Aushadhi scheme, cultural exchange program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana and cooperation and collaboration in the field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and National Communications Network Guyana. Besides these, an MOU was also signed between National Defense Institute Guyana and Rashtriya Raksha University Gujarat. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown yesterday evening. Prime Minister Modi reached Guyana yesterday on a three-day visit to the country. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. He said both the countries are unanimous that reform of global institutions is the need of the hour.
रक्षा के क्षेत्र में करीबी सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है। मुझे खुशी है कि पिछले वर्ष भारत द्वारा दो डोनियर एयरक्राफ्ट गयाना को सप्लाई किए गए हैं। हम स्कॉलरशिप और ट्रेनिंग के माध्यम से गयाना के सैनिकों की कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग में अपना योगदान देते रहेंगे।
Earlier, Mr. Modi was accorded a ceremonial guard of honor at State House in Georgetown. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the National Assembly of Guyana today. He will pay floral tributes at the statue of Mahatma Gandhi and the Arya Samaj Monument. Mr. Modi is scheduled to visit Saraswati Vidyaniketan School. He will interact with prominent personalities and cricketers from Guyana and the Caribbean region. The Prime Minister will also visit the Indian Arrival Monument. Before returning to Delhi, he will address the diaspora. The Indian diaspora in Guyana arrived 186 years ago in 1830. Around 40% of the population today is of Indian origin and they are a vital link between India and Guyana. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or developmental issues. In his opening remarks at the second India-CARICOM summit in Georgetown, Guyana last night, Mr. Modi said that this summit is being held after 5 years, and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and the mankind had to face some huge hardships. He said it has severely affected the nations of the global south.
भारत स्कॉलरशिप ट्रेनिंग और तकनीकी सहायता के माध्यम से कैरिकॉम देशों की कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग में अपना योगदान देता रहा। आज मैं भारत द्वारा दी जा रही आईटेक स्कॉलरशिप में अगले 5 वर्ष के लिए 1,000 स्लॉट्स की वृद्धि का प्रस्ताव रखता हूँ।
Mr. Modi thanked Guyana President Dr. Irfan Ali for hosting the summit. The summit saw participation from heads of government and foreign ministers of the member states. The Commonwealth of Dominica has bestowed its highest national honour, the Dominica Award of Honour, upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Dominica, Sylvanie Burton, conferred the award on recognition of Prime Minister Modi's contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met his Dominican counterpart, Roosevelt Skerrit, on the sidelines of the second India-CARICOM summit in Guyana last night. Mr. Modi thanked him for the conferment of Dominica's highest award. Mr. Modi also met President of Suriname, Chandrika Prasad Chansanthoki, on the sidelines of the second India-CARICOM summit. Both leaders reviewed progress on India-Suriname partnership and emphasized the importance of strengthening economic cooperation. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi also met Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, Prime Minister of Bahamas, Philip Brave Davis, Prime Minister of Grenada, Dickon Mitchell, Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbados, Gaston Browne, and exchanged views on strengthening economic ties and capacity building for small island developing states. Mr. Modi also met his counterpart from St. Lucia, Philippe J. Pierre, and stressed the need to further reinforce India-St. Lucia bilateral relations. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the 125th birth anniversary celebration of Utkal Keshri, Dr. Hari Krishna Mehtab, in New Delhi today. During the event, a special commemorative stamp and coin will be released in the honour of Dr. Mehtab. Dr. Hari Krishna Mehtab was born on 21st November 1899 in Agarpara, Odisha. He was a multifaceted leader in Indian history, known as a freedom fighter, politician, historian, writer, social reformer and journalist. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Telangana beginning today. During her visit, the President will participate in the Koti Deepotsavam 2024 in Hyderabad today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will deliver the inaugural address at the Lok Manthan 2024 in Hyderabad. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that the board exams for classes 10th and 12th will begin from the 15th of February 2025. The board announced that the class 10 exams will conclude on 18th of March and class 12 exams will end on the 4th of April. CBSE said it has ensured that there is a sufficient gap between the exams of subjects that are generally offered by the same student. For the first time, CBSE has released the date sheet nearly 86 days before the exams. National public broadcaster Prasar Bharati has launched its OTT platform called Waves. It was unveiled yesterday at the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India, or IFFI, in Goa. Waves, while catering to the growing demand for digital streaming services, aims to revive nostalgia while embracing modern digital trends. Waves features timeless shows like Ramayana, Mahabharata, Shaktiman and Hum Log. The platform will connect audiences with India's cultural and emotional heritage. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that Waves is unique compared to other OTT platforms, offering clean and family-oriented entertainment along with other services.
This OTT platform is different from the other OTT platforms in the market because we are trying to give not only clean and family entertainment, but also a host of other services like the news. We want to keep you abreast of what is happening in the country, what is happening globally. Also, simultaneously, we are providing you easy shopping facility.
After a grand opening ceremony yesterday, the formal day one of the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to feature an array of screenings and events throughout the day. Over 40 films across various genres will be screened today. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized IFFI's role as a milestone in India's film industry. He also expressed hope that the festival would inspire collaborations and nurture young talent.
IFFI has become a very important milestone in the development of film industry in India. We have a very vibrant creators economy where people are coming up with very innovative content, showcasing some of the rich heritage of India, the cuisines of India, the culture of India. Some of the gems of Indian language and literature are being presented by the content creators in very interesting ways.
Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan focused on IFFI's Creative Minds of Tomorrow initiative, where 100 young creative individuals will have the opportunity to be mentored by film stalwarts. Mr. Murugan also informed that the single window system of film facilitation, started by the INB Ministry, has made obtaining clearances for film shooting easier. We have more from our correspondent.
To Today promises to be an action-packed day at IFFI 2024 with a wide range of films from regional cinema to international productions to be screened. Films including Swatantra Veer Savarkar, 12th Fail and Ghar Jaisa Kuch will be showcased in the Indian panorama, which this year has 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films. The Film Bazaar, dedicated to discovering, supporting and showcasing South Asian films and talent in filmmaking, production and distribution, will continue to serve as a platform for facilitating the sales of world cinema within the South Asian region. Apart from this, renowned personalities including filmmaker Imtiaz Ali, actor Manoj Bajpayee and lyricist Prasoon Joshi, among others, will lead masterclasses and panel discussions. The Creative Minds of Tomorrow program, aimed at identifying and nurturing young Indian cinematic talent, continues to be a major highlight of the festival. Durgesh for Akashvani News, Goa.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from China, Laos and Malaysia in Vientiane on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, yesterday. Mr. Singh is on a three-day visit to Laos to attend this meeting and address the forum on regional and international security issues. In hockey, India beat China to win the Women's Asian Champions Trophy. A report.
In a thrilling finale at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar last evening, the Indian women's hockey team defeated China with a 1-0 victory. The first half saw China pushing hard for a goal, but the Indian defense kept the Chinese at bay. The defending champions found the rhythm in the second half and broke the deadlock in the third quarter when Deepika converted a penalty corner to score the only goal of the match. Deepika earned the Player of the Tournament award for her stellar performance, finishing as the top scorer with an impressive 11 goals. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have congratulated the Indian hockey team for winning the Women's Asian Champions Trophy. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has announced 10 lakh rupees each for the Asian Hockey Champions. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
In badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action today in the pre-quarterfinals of the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China. In the men's singles pre-quarters, ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Rasmus Gemke of Denmark. In women's singles, two-time Olympic medal winner P.V. Sindhu will square off with Yeo Jia-min of Singapore. The air quality in Delhi NCR is in the very poor category, with an average air quality index or AQI of 381, as was recorded at 7 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have reached the 400 AQI levels. India Meteorological Department said that smog and shallow to moderate dense fog conditions are likely at night and the morning hours in Delhi and NCR during the next 2 to 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Saira. All papers have widely noticed the exit polls of two assembly elections that grabbed headlines the past few days. Hindustan Times writes, exit polls give NDA edge in Maharashtra, split on Jharkhand. The Asian Age reports, most exit polls predict edge for NDA in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, while the Hindu headlines, pollsters give an edge to BJP-led alliances in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. The Hindu also writes, at 65%, Maharashtra clocks better turnout than in 2019. The Indian Express notes, Maharashtra sees highest turnout in 30 years. Victory sign says both alliances. Delhi Tribune informed 50% Delhi government staff to work from home as AQI remains severe. Good news for Andhra Pradesh, as the Economic Times reports, 60,000 crore rupees BPCL project to come up near AP port. And finally, the pioneer writes, Chak Diya. India beats China, becomes Asian champions as Indian women's hockey team retained the Asian Champions Trophy title with a narrow 1-0 win with Olympic silver medalist China in a pulsating final. And with that, it's back to you, Sara.
Thanks, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Guyana signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and other sectors. Prime Minister Modi says India stood with CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner. Dominica confers its highest national honour upon Prime Minister Modi. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate 125th birth anniversary celebration of Utkal Keshri Dr. Hari Krishna Mehtab in New Delhi today. National public broadcaster Prasar Bharati launches its OTT platform Waves. CBSE Class 10 and 12 board exams to begin from February 15. And in hockey, India beat China 1-0 to win Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Rajgir, Bihar. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.